Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Todd Talks, your morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered as is without any edits. So, it's Sunday. I think this is my first episode I'm recording on the weekend. I have a lot of energy right now. It's probably only about 10 a.m., but I got up pretty early this morning. Surprising for me. Normally, I like to sleep in on weekends, but I like to switch it up sometimes. And today, I woke up at 6:30 a.m., to do a workout. I decided today to do a complimentary Orange Fitness class over in Park Slope because I actually did a few of them last year when I was on a team offsite in Colorado. I really liked the class, but at that point I was actually living in Williamsburg and there wasn't really a walkable Orange Theory Fitness. There was one, well, there was one in, like, I guess Bedford Ave, Williamsburg, but it was more on the almost eastern edge, kind of like that East Williamsburg area. But anyway, decided to try it out, loved it again. And the reason why I wanted to do it is because I want to add weekend workouts. It's all about progress for me. So 3 years ago, I maybe was working out once a week at most. Then, you know, I got it to twice a week and three times a week and four times a week. We're on to the point where I'm almost at very, very consistently, without fail, five times a week. But even that's getting boring. Or, like, I want to use my time more wisely. I know the theory behind Orange Fitness is, like, getting into this zone, and you're in that zone for a good portion of the class, and therefore that will enable you to burn calories for a good amount of time after that. So it's kind of like return on investment, how much energy you get put in or how much money you put in. And strategically, right? Like, it's not just like throwing money or throwing energy at the wall. You're doing it in a, you know, a methodological, like, something that makes sense. So I like to do this kind of idea of progress throughout my life. I think I've mentioned this in previous episodes. Rome wasn't built in a day, nor is health and fitness in a day, or nor is your career going to be built in a day. Nothing's built in a day. It's all about progress. You know, once you feel comfortable at a certain level, you got to challenge yourself again, right? Life's always about the next challenge, the next frontier. I mean, if you don't want to get to the next frontier, the next challenge, you don't have to, right? If you're perfectly happy where you are, great. That's great for you. I love it. I, again, going back to my previous episode of Gamifying Life, I'm someone that needs that constant challenge. And again, it's not being competitive with someone else. It's not like, well, Johnny and Sally can do 100 push-ups, therefore I have to do 100 push-ups by next week. No, it's like, where am I today? Where will I be in a month from now, 2 months from now? Where is that, these benchmarks, and how do I improve these benchmarks? Kind of also talked about the 5K that I'm excited to run this week. Hopefully I will get to that next benchmark of getting about 21 minutes or so, 21 and a half, anything under 22 minutes. But yeah, really been thinking about that, especially now I'm off this, like, endorphin high of working out. I'm actually going to work out later again tonight. I'm going to do some rock climbing, which should be a lot of fun. I haven't done rock climbing in about a year or so, so it'd be really cool. Especially going with someone who does it a lot, just kind of show me the ropes and just get more workouts in the weekends, because I think that's what I'm kind of like aiming my weekends more for, not just like active mind recovery, but really start leveraging that time to build my other ventures. So for example, yesterday, I think I mentioned on a previous episode that I am doing DJ classes right now in Manhattan. And I unfortunately had to skip the last 3 weeks. Last weekend, I was really sick. And then 2 weekends before that, I was traveling. So yesterday was my first time back in the studio after 3 weeks. Got my lesson in, got some open practice hours in, which was very good. But I definitely have a long ways to go. So I need to figure out ways to get more studio time. I think this week I should get some studio time on Thursday. Actually, I'm going to another class on Thursday. But yeah, and it's like, sometimes you have to make sacrifices. That's what you have to do, and you have to just rearrange your schedule if that makes sense. Yes, you may not be able to hang out with your friends on one evening, or you may not be able to watch that game, or, you know, read that book, or whatever it may be. Or, you know, but it's fine. That's what life's about, is about making these adjustments. And as long as you can say that these adjustments contribute to something, that's great. So, progress, very important. The other thing, because I told you I was going to talk about brands I love, I think Omar, I love Orange Theory. I actually already signed up that day. I bought their band. They have an app, love apps, especially apps that track progress, especially in different ways, so you can kind of see over the course of a month. That their little band that they have, their heart rate monitor, whatever, can be used in other classes. So I'm going to start using it in my other fitness classes, and that will actually really help me determine which classes I should keep and which classes I should cut. Basically being like, okay, generally this class I don't burn as much. It's not put I'm putting outputting that output. It's just that that class isn't as the return on investment on that class isn't worth my time. And there's no, it's not on the fence of the classes. It's maybe not best for my body, right? Different workouts, different people, different styles. But I need a way to actually scientifically document this data and then actually analyze it myself, get those insights to better make the adjustments, respond to my body, respond to my community. Similarly, with just general Facebook ads and Instagram ads, for the other podcast that I work on, the Parsnipship, I, as managing director, I just recently took over all promotion of ads. Normally that was with one of our founders, but decided I'd take it over. So I'm actually running a great targeted promotion ad on Instagram and Facebook as we speak over the next 7 days, just to really help our submissions process. We really want to get as many playwrights of color to submit for season 4. No, you cannot target based off of race on Facebook or Instagram, but I'm still targeting people who are interested in playwriting, the local demographic, focusing mainly on New York City right now to target that effort. And then the demo age, I'm going after 25 to 34. I'm not saying that we're limiting applications to that age range. I'm just trying to get the most return on investment because in the past we've seen the most engagement from that demographic that I just spoke of. So I'm actually really excited about that because that kind of actually puts practical use to some of the skills that I have in my main job right now, where I do a lot of advertising, but more on Google AdWords advertising platforms, not as much so on Facebook, Instagram. So it's really cool just being able to apply the same principles and the same understanding of how these advertising strategies work, but applying them on a different platform and understanding those different platforms and see how I can actually like look at performance and optimize. So I'm actually really excited to do full circle there on a more practical practitioner level rather than just whether doing it for someone else or just like spitting out theory based off of what I know, but actually doing it. So I'm actually going to do more of that for the partnership, probably do it for some of my own brands as well. I started doing more Snapchat stories on my business one. Again, if you're interested in that content, it's at the Todd Talks on Snapchat, my business one. And I think you can convert that to a business profile. So I'm excited to see what Snapchat Business has to offer, see what I can do there, because I really do like that platform a lot. I know it's been shaky the last like few months, but that's just a good short-term wave. Similar to Facebook. Facebook had like that. I mean, I guess it still is experiencing that short-term data issue. But what, a month, 2 months ago, the stock like tumbled down $30. And I was like, come on, it's like Facebook isn't going anywhere. I thought that was actually a good grab opportunity. So I actually did. And now it's back up to like what, 175 or whatever. Similar to Amazon, I think when Donald Trump tweeted that out, the stock like took a big hit. And I was like, come on, guys, Amazon's not going anywhere. Another buying opportunity. And Amazon's even back right back where it was, I think around the 15, almost $1,600 a share. So that's the main thing. People always worry in the short term, but as I'm being able to understand more and more every day that no, it's all about long-term progress. Keep going back to that progress. Things get better, whether it be, for example, internet speed, right? 20 years ago, we were on AOL dial-up, and now look at us. We have speeds 10x, 100x, way faster, similar with cellular data. We used to be on rocking that 2G, and now we have like 4G LTE, and there's 5G coming up. Change phone batteries. Oh, it used to take hours to charge my phone. Now with certain, like I know with at least for the Pixel 2, using USB-C to C, I can get like most of my battery in like 30, 40 minutes. So again, progress doesn't happen overnight, but as long as you keep trying and doing and practicing and changing and adapting, you will get there. I know a lot of people, especially in this day and age, want things today, wanted them yesterday. But I feel like all people have always wanted that. People, like I think and this is just me like theorizing, I think we've always like, oh, we just want that instant gratification, kind of like instant relief, like, oh, you take this pill and you'll feel 100 times better, or like, you know, like if you like these hacks, right? It's like, oh, if you just wear this watch, you will magically fly, like, right? It's like, it's not how it works, but we want it to work that way. Like, we want to believe in that. I want to believe in that. I think I probably have done that in the past, but thankfully, as I'm going through my life, as I'm trying to do more things and just like see what fits and what doesn't fit, I'm learning that things take time. All good things take time. And yeah, I think that's just a self-realization. I'm just passing that on to my audience. But yeah, I think that's all for today. Again, it is Sunday. Enjoy it. Sunday fun day, whatever that means to you. And I'll see you next time. Take care.